Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty dark news day, unfortunately, but there's some cool stuff at the end. Let's rip that Band-Aid off. The Supreme Court ruled to uphold the Trump administration's exemptions to the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate, meaning that employers can deny coverage of birth control if they object on religious grounds. Around 100,000 women are expected to lose birth control coverage at work as a result. Supreme Court aside, this has never made any sense to me. Denying birth control has never historically prevented people from doing what evolution has specifically programmed them to do. Therefore, denying birth control does nothing but increase pregnancies, which result in more abortions. That result does not seem better in the eyes of any religion. This position only makes sense if you're pro-abortion to a greater degree than any pro-choice voter, because even they do not want more abortions happening. Baffling. The results of Russ Cirincione's race are in, and I'm sorry to report that the incumbent won handily with 85% of the vote, though Russ did take almost the entirety of the remainder, despite not being the only challenger. As we've discussed before, the advantage of incumbents is almost insurmountable. There's a reason that Fair Vote can so confidently predict who will win elections, and a reason that we so desperately need to pass democracy reforms like star voting and democracy dollars through the states. Still, Russ gave voters and Frank Pallone, who I can't help picturing as a mafia boss, some things to think about and moved the needle a bit on UBI and other policies. We appreciate you putting in the work, Russ. Speaking of democratic reform, Daniel Newman is publishing a graphic novel covering voting rights and voter suppression in the U.S., from inception to modern times. You can see one of the chapters for free at the link below, and it's well worth reading. We can't fight oppression without being informed on the forms that it takes, and that's just what this comic will arm you with. For instance, many may think that voter suppression is only a minor problem, and that it's getting better all the time. Did you know that the passage of the Voting Rights Act, which banned discriminatory voting laws and required congressional approval for states to pass laws that affected voting access, increased the percentage of registered black voters in the country from 31% to 73%, and increased the number of black representatives by approximately 21 times? And did you know that the very same Voting Rights Act, which truly established the right to vote for African Americans and other minorities, and continued to protect democracy from laws attempting voter suppression every year, was gutted by the Supreme Court in 2013 when Chief Justice Roberts, a protege of Justice Rehnquist, a stalwart enemy of civil rights, rallied support to strike down the requirement for congressional approval. And the ludicrous pretense was that the law was working, so it wasn't required anymore. This means that states are once again free to pass any voter suppression that the prevailing party can get away with, cementing their power by killing free elections forevermore in the absence of intervention. This is the knowledge all Americans need to arm themselves with. Voter suppression is a huge problem, and it is alive and well and continues to grow every second that the people do not actively oppose it. Read the comic, arm yourselves. The new unemployment numbers for the week are 1.3 million, better than what many expected, but still little changed from the previous week, aligning with the pattern of leveling off and threatening the delusional hope of many for a V-shaped recovery. Meanwhile, COVID continues to hit all-time highs of infections, and no, it's not just because of more testing. Positivity rates, which is the percentage of those who are tested who test positive for infection, are also on the rise. If the increase in cases were just the result of more testing, we would see the opposite, as more tests being available makes it possible to test people with ever less serious symptoms, rather than just testing people who are already suspected to have it. Confirmed cases in the U.S. have topped 3 million, and Arizona has had a 7-day average of 3.3 thousand new cases daily, which tops New York at its peak. Maybe we'll at least get some respite from the tired remarks of it being worst in Democrat-controlled cities and states. The resurgence also continued to rattle the Dow, which gives some hope that Congress might actually care and act. The NASDAQ, however, continues to hit all-time highs as it contains all the tech stocks that are hoovering up the business lost by physical stores. The retail victims also continue to climb, with Brooks Brothers and Ascena Retail Group both filing for bankruptcy just yesterday. Worse, Dunkin' Donuts announced they are closing 450 stores. At least now we can say that some substantial action has been taken against the police. Meanwhile, many large corporations are looking to milk the American taxpayer for more bailout money to pad their CEO wallets. United Airlines, which already received more than enough bailout money to cover their entire payroll at a good salary for an entire year, is now threatening to furlough 36,000 employees, nearly half their staff, if they don't get more bailout money. They took the first check on the pretense that they would give it to employees, then pocketed most of it, and are now asking for more. As Scott said in a tweet, if Congress were looking out for the people, they would stop handing money to corporations and give it directly to the people instead. Trump has also begun threatening to cut federal funding for schools if they do not reopen, citing that Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and other countries have already reopened their schools. He fails to mention, of course, that those countries have all defeated the virus already due to much better management of the pandemic. The number of new cases in Germany yesterday were 238, 57 in Sweden, 11 in Norway, 10 in Denmark, in the U.S., 55,000. Thanks for pointing that out again, great leader. He also accused Democrats of keeping schools closed just to hurt him in the election. The irony of politicizing school reopenings while claiming your political opponents are politicizing school reopenings. Has he ever made a single accusation that wasn't a projection? At the same time, Trump is criticizing the CDC's guidelines for schools that are reopening for taking precautions against the virus. It's honestly hard to imagine anyone trying harder than Donald Trump to spread the pandemic as fast as possible. Oh, and we'd be remiss to leave the topic of the pandemic without mentioning the hilariously blatant hypocrisy of the 64-member state Republican Executive Committee last week voting to hold the Texas Republican Convention in person, but with none of the elected Republican officials, the subjects of the convention, attending it. They would instead be video conferencing while Republican voters crowd into close proximity to watch the thing that they could be watching from home while breathing recycled air with 1,000 of their closest friends. You can't make this stuff up. Fortunately, the operator of the convention center canceled the event on Wednesday. Something is very wrong when people like this are getting elected. I want to shout out a useful resource for our Christian Yang Gang, as well as all the rest of Yang Gang, who may need to convince a devout Christian. That resource is christiansforubi.com, where Pastor Stephen has put together a promotional hub, including UBI articles from a Christian perspective, Christian leaders who support UBI, resources, a blog, and an FAQ. It's very well done. Check it out. Basic Income Canada also made a new animated argument for UBI, which does a great job of humorously depicting the problems UBI could solve and what UBI is. I only wish that they had included a segment about how it grows the entire economy, not just redistributing income, but generating it. Also, how the rich will still benefit from the economic boom, from a better functioning society, and from less hostility toward wealth. UBI is not a conflict between rich and poor, and it is damaging to the movement when we frame it as such. Let's not forget that the rich currently decide what goes into law, after all. UBI is truly a benefit to everyone. Still, it's a great cartoon otherwise, and I recommend watching it below. Time 100 hosted a discussion between Cory Booker, Angelina Jolie, Dr. Bernice King, Vanessa Nakate, Mayor Michael Tubbs, and the Dalai Lama on topics including a guaranteed income today. You can't go wrong with a cast like that. I'll certainly be listening to it when I get the chance. The Data Dividend Project is alerting everyone to the impending date for filing a claim in a Yahoo data breach settlement, which could earn claimants over $300. If you have a Yahoo email address, search it to see if you got an email from them about the settlement. If you did, follow the article in the description links of the podcast to see what to do about it. Our friend Steven has started a new Twitter trend, hashtag YangGangWorkout, to use for promoting your quarantine workout routines, whether indoor or outdoor. He says to post any time you're working out and tag it so they can promote it. Personally, my workout was already pandemic-proof. In fact, it's exclusively an indoor affair with the gear that I have. And yet, a workout in VR can seem like anywhere, and a couple rounds of virtual boxing will still work up a real sweat, let me tell you. Nick Politz pointed out that the Yang Gang have their own Wikipedia page now. Does that make us official? Are we part of history now? I don't know, but I like it. Finally, don't forget to tune in to today's podcast of Yang Speaks, where Andrew, Susan Danziger, and Albert Winger discuss their new UBI pilot in New York State, as well as the intersection of UBI, climate change, economic freedom for women, and much more. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Thank Russ for running. Check out and bookmark the Voter Suppression Comic and ChristiansForUBI.com. Check if you're part of the Yahoo settlement. Help support clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. Visit bailoutthepeople.com to take action. Help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petitions. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need financial help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.